Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, and I want to read from verse number 18 down through verse number 25. I want to begin a series of messages today on the subject, "This is what Christmas means to me." Now, I'm aware of the fact there are many questions about Christmas that cannot be answered, but there are many great truths about the story of the birth of Christ that can be answered and needs to be proclaimed from the truths of the Word of God. And I want to do my best over the next several broadcasts just to help you turn your thoughts scripturally as we go into this Christmas season. I submit to you, I enjoy Christmas season. And if you're one of those who do not and do not think that I ought to enjoy it, please don't write me and tell me so, because I enjoy the holiday season. I know it has been so commercialized and it has been apostatized, but I still believe that Christians can have a time of real rejoicing and celebration as we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I do not know when he was born, as far as the day of the month or the month of the year is concerned, but I can tell you from the Word of God exactly when he was born. In Galatians chapter 4, verse number 4, the Bible said, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that were under the law." So I can tell you when he was born. He was born when the fullness of time was come. But I'm not going to take the time to deal with a lot of critics and criticism. I want to just come to the truths of the Word of God and let God make these precious truths a fresh blessing to those of us who are saved, and then to make it a real blessing to the sinner, that they might understand the full biblical meaning of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, let me just say this, the timing on the calendar does not matter so much when he was born, but the fact that does matter is that he was born, how he was born, and who it was that was born. And we're going to look at that, and I trust that you will remember that the reason for the season is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that the angel said to the shepherd, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's in Luke chapter 2, verse number 11. And so we're not just celebrating a merchandising holiday. We're not just celebrating a time of family celebrations and family reunions, but we are celebrating the time when the eternal God took upon himself the form of human flesh and came into this world that he might die for the salvation of men, women, boys, and girls. Now, I must remind you, Christ is different from all others, and I want to deal with that in just a few moments. But let me say this while it's on my mind. The Lord Jesus Christ was not born to live. He was born to die. You see, when you understand the truth, he was alive before he was born. And by the way, he was still alive after he died also. So he's a very unique person, and we're going to look at him as the Holy Spirit directs us. He is what Christmas means to every child of God. And the Lord willing, we will take the word Christmas, go down through each letter, and learn some valuable lesson for the Christian and for the lost world in what Christmas really means to myself and to those of us who are saved, and even to those who are not saved, if they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me go back now and look at Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 18 and read the entire story as is given here in Matthew chapter 1. The Bible said, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." That's reading Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 18, down through verse number 25. And I want to say real quickly and very strongly up front, I have no reservation or hesitation about believing the biblical account of the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you might think that to be old-fashioned or fanatic or something of that nature, but I want to tell you, friend, when you're burning in hell for rejecting the story of the virgin-born Son of God and rejecting him, I'll be shouting in heaven, still believing in the fact of the miraculous conception and the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, I love the name they gave him. In verse number 21, the Bible said, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." What a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. What a sweet and precious name it is. Throughout the dark hours of the night, many parents of sick babies and sick loved ones have called on that name and whispered his name. And the mere mention of his name calms a weary soul, stops the sorrow that floods the anguished person, and brings joy and peace and satisfaction and contentment in the midst of our sorrow. The songwriter said, as he repeated the words, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go." Another songwriter said, "Sweetest note in seraph's song, sweetest word on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. To know him is to love him. To love him is to serve him. To receive him is to give ourselves to him." I want to say to you, my friend, that the Lord Jesus Christ, to those who know him, is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But as you study the pages of the Word of God, you find him to be the most unique person that has ever lived. You will never discover another in the pages of history who is anywhere in competition to being like the Lord Jesus Christ was. Oh, sure, there's other men that have founded other religions and other men that have started great movements of our societies. But I want to tell you, friend, none is even comparable to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah cried out, "There's none like unto thee, O God, and that's true about his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I jotted down several things. I'm going to just mention them briefly, getting our thoughts thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ in the proper manner. He was born of a woman that had never known a man. Now, you may have a problem with that, but the problem is within you, not within the context of the Word of God. You see, God has used four methods of getting people on earth. He got Adam on this earth without the aid of a man or a woman. Adam was created from the dust of the earth by the hand of an almighty God. And then he got Eve on this earth with the aid of a man, but not the aid of a woman. You see, God put Adam to sleep, took a rib from his side, and with that rib created the woman that he called Eve. And then the rest of us, God got on earth with both the aid of a woman and a man. I don't care who you are, where you came from, as far as geographically is concerned, and I don't care where you search for one, you'll not find one. Every living human being on planet Earth today has a father and a mother. You got here by the aid of a man and an aid of a woman. But he got his son here with the aid of a woman, but not the aid of a man. Now, if Jesus Christ is the son of some fallen man, then he's no more than a sinner. But for him to be the sinless, spotless, perfect Lamb of God that he is, then he must be born a supernatural manner. So he was born of a woman that never knew a man. And again, I emphasize, that is no problem for the believer to believe. It might be if you have a wicked heart of unbelief, but if you know God, then you believe that story without any problem. And then I just give you this quickly. He was not only born of a woman, but never known a man. Of course, you remember after Christ was born, Mary had other children. Jesus had some half-brothers and half-sisters, but he was born before she ever knew a man. And then Jesus rode upon an animal, whereupon never a man had ridden before. And then the Bible said he spake as never a man spoke. I want to say to you, as we approach this holiday season, we are not celebrating just some mere mortal person's birth. We are celebrating the birth of the Son of God, the God-man, the man, Christ Jesus. And so, to every person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, Christmas means Christ. It's the Christ story. He's the reason for the season. You cannot separate the two. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. I am grateful to the Lord for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and I do trust that you will pray for them and support them as the Holy Spirit directs you to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, I want to wish all the personnel at each station and you, the listener, a very blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy and spiritually prosperous new year. And I trust that God will bless you. You'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends during the holiday season. Let me encourage you that as you do your Christmas giving, that you remember the Harvest Time broadcast. A letter from you at this time of the year would be such a blessing. And even if you could not send any support, it's always a joy and a blessing to receive Christmas cards. So take a moment and write to us and share with us, if it's at all possible, in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. God bless you until the next broadcast.